The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
I hear that music, and then I know, okay, fine, great, wonderful, it's time to begin yet anew, another What's on Your Mind. Everything is right in the world, right? Go ahead and turn it up, Manny. We're just basking the sun that's shining and the music that's playing to start another What's on Your Mind radio program. This for a Tuesday, smack dab in the middle of April. How are you, friends? Welcome to the program. Are you waiting? That's what we do here. We're waiting on the world to change. Hanging out with folks of like mind, of different mind, of Midwestern descent, here in the heartland of America, coming to you from 550 K-Fire. The legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, Red River Valley, 1090 KTGO, the voice of the Bakken, right there in Tioga and Stanley, Watford City and Williston, Newtown, Crosby, the entire northwest corner of North Dakota, and the Western Edge's voice, KLTC 1416 Dickinson. Glad you're there. Thank you very much for listening. Love to hear what's on your mind today. We always do. Call our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. I said something yesterday that was not correct on the program that I do want to correct today, and I also want to thank an emailer who pointed it out. Before I tell you, though, I would let you know that I do have a gift certificate from Randy's. It's a wonderful restaurant on South University in Fargo. We've given out gift certificates from those iconic North Dakota restaurants all across North Dakota that serve up Cloverdale. And it's been great fun. And we have another one today. So if you know what I told you yesterday that was not correct, and you identify it first, we have a prize for you. Just call us up on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. You can also call us toll-free 24-7 at 855-200-1776. That's a good one to have in your speed dial, because if you see something you believe needs some attention on the show, a suggestion for a guest, maybe you read something somewhere, see something on the evening news and say, I wish Scott and Todd would talk to that person, you can then call that number. You just press 1 to leave a message anytime, morning, noon, or night. And it press 2 to chat with us live when we are on the air. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell,
is here
right alongside me. We have Manny manning the phones and Matt getting our guests lined up and things ready to go on the program today. We will chat at the bottom of the hour with Senator John Hoeven. We're going to talk with him about the political effort on the part of some Democratic senators to get you folks out here in the real world of America, not in Washington, D.C., not party to any political campaign, to think that Republicans who don't want a Supreme Court justice that would do more damage to the country like the Obama administration has done, for instance, on regulatory issues, named to the Supreme Court by not having an interview, they start this do your job campaign. Yeah, it's like sixth grade, do your job, hashtag. Anyway, we'll talk with Senator Hoeven about what he thinks about that whole political theater, I guess is what you could call it. We also have next hour the police chiefs of Fargo and Bismarck together. We've done this once before, and a lot of you enjoyed it, so we're doing it for you again. The top cops in Bismarck and in Fargo, Chief David Todd of Fargo, Chief Dan Donald of Bismarck, together talking about the crime concerns they have in their cities and answering any questions you might have on anything law enforcement related today on the program. Tomorrow, we're going to chat with a District 45 Republican chairman, a fellow by the name of John Trandum. And Mr. Trandum has been part of the state committee in North Dakota. We're going to compare what's happened in Colorado with what happened in North Dakota and talk about why North Dakota didn't have a primary or a caucus. Talk also a little bit about, you know, the convention, the differences between what happened in 2012 and what happened in 2016. I have some more facts on the Colorado situation I'm going to share today on the program as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer also tomorrow, the weekly talk radio town hall. Thursday, we'll have our first talk radio town hall with Marvin Nelson. He is the Democratic candidate for governor in North Dakota, state representative from Rolla. So mark that on your calendar. All that coming up. Meantime, I'd love to hear what's on your mind, and it's as simple as a phone call at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. That's 701-226-8503 with your questions and comments as well. And we are brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them at secureenergyfuture.org. Don't forget, we're closing in on U.S. 85 Cleanup Week, April 25th through the 30th. Have you decided how you can help and be part of this like so many other groups are? The Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association is leading this charge, but they have partnered up with, oh my gosh, the Petroleum Council and the Department of Transportation and the Association of Oil and Gas Counties and the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation and Williston and Watford City and Bowman and Belfield and Vision West ND and, you know, the Associated General Contractors Group and McKenzie County and League of Cities and North Dakota Motor Carriers Association. It goes on and on and on. The folks that are pairing up with them. So join the effort. Call Cal Cluin, 701-523-6171, even if that's just sending folks out there. Robin Dickinson, you're on What's on Your Mind. First up to go today. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. I would just like a little more information, if possible, in regards to the Department of Mineral Resources putting together some meetings in regards to group gatherings and representations for issues out here in the western part of the state. It just seems like something that is being pushed down our throats primarily by Lynn Helms. And I'm starting to wonder if this is not just trying to take away our freedom of speech.
Trying to take away your freedom of speech. Well, that's a strong charge. Tell me more about what you're asking. You're saying you're concerned about group gatherings, and what was the other?
Well, just more information. For example, out here in Dunn County, we've had a number of issues regarding some of these toxic waste dumps, and getting a lot of feedback about when we as landowners and whatnot and want to protect our lands, that we don't have the right to gather and voice our opinions.
Who has told you that?
I'm gathering that from the TV ads and things like that, simply because Lynn Helms is on there, and then they have video of when Dunn County residents got together and opposed the toxic waste dumps. That's why I'm asking for more information and maybe get some of this out to the public a little bit.
Yeah, I'm really having trouble connecting the dots from a video ad to somebody saying you can't say what you want to say. I mean, what in the ad tells you you can't say what you want to say? Why would your free speech rights be, you know?
It is my assumption on how the ad is put together. It does not directly say that.
Okay, and, well, then I wouldn't say it. Then I wouldn't say it. I wouldn't assume that that's. It sounds like you're getting into dangerous territory by. I'm making that assumption because of what the ad says. It doesn't actually say it, but I'm gathering that. And what's the ad? What is the ad for?
I've seen it on KFYR TV in regards to Lynn Helms being on there talking about putting meetings on in the Dickinson area. Was one of the areas. Williston was one, and having only specific people that have direct involvement in one or another given situation, that, for example, we as landowners and farm around some of this area won't have any say in any of these matters on what's going on in our neighborhoods?
Yeah, I mean, maybe at a particular hearing and or meeting, but that doesn't mean you as a North Dakota citizen can't voice your opinion. And,
they are pushing for the only people that are directly involved in said situations to have any input in this. They're not taking input from any of the outlying areas or anybody that's remotely close to it.
Yeah, again, though, for the input, it sounds to me like they're making a decision on something. I don't know what exactly the specific decision is, and seeking input from people probably geographically in a particular area. But what I'm saying is, outside of that particular process doesn't prevent you from saying, well, I'm nearby and I wasn't able to participate there, but I want my voice to be heard. But tell you what I'll do. I'll ask our producer, Mr. Ravate, to inquire with Allison Ritter at the Department of Mineral Resources. And we have the information you've shared now, and see if we can't get some more information. If you want to hang on, Rob, we'll let you know when we get a response so you get the information. So just hang on a second, Manny. We'll get that for you, okay? Tom wants to talk about cleanup on 85. I'm still looking for somebody to be a lucky winner on giving me a call.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, and he has fun for sale. Family fun for sale, which is this day and age hard to find, but you have it. How?
Well, it's one of the few places on the, you know, in the home where you can get together and have a fluid conversation. No cell phones, no TV. Everybody's in that new family room called the hot tub, and it's wonderful what conversations are forged there. And, you know, love today is spelled T-I-M-E, and that is one of the best places to spend it.
It really is. And you know what? Everybody's looking to put a smile on their face, and it's darn near impossible to not smile when you're in one of your hot tubs.
You can't do it, and I'll challenge anybody. That's, you know, a lot of great benefits from the hot tub, family time, health and wellness. They're all real. Alone time, nature time, just getting outside in North Dakota. And it is truly better than any drug on the planet, and the only side effect is a smile.
I know, because I own one of your hot tubs. Their hassle-free ownership experience is incredible, too, right?
Well, that's what we call the absolute best ownership experience, and we want it to be easy as possible. We want it to be as comfortable as possible, and we want it to be energy efficient, too. And those are the real realities of daily use that will truly allow you to use this product more. Nobody wants to buy a product for $10,000 or whatever it costs and not use it.
FargoHotspring.com to find out more. Stop and see in Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, next to Spitfire, West Fargo, and on South Washington, next to Kmart, Grand Forks.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In a contract or a device agreement you're not too happy with, poor phone service, maybe at some point you had Verizon service, you left, and then you realize, hey, this just doesn't live up to the hype. Whatever the reason, right now you can come home to Verizon and T-Mobile, and they'll pay your fees to switch. That's right, up to $650 when you switch to Verizon at T-Mobile. Just call or visit a T-Mobile location, get all the details today. And they have all the details on the all of this in the store. So come on in. That's the easiest place to do it. And you'll find them in Bismarck and Minot. You'll find them in Williston, Grand Forks, Fargo 2, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, Botno, all those North Dakota locations, Bemidji, Seaford, Falls, Detroit Lakes, and Minnesota, online at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at bmobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, emailer says on the previous caller, your last caller on Lynn Helms keeping non-lease, non-landowners testify is pretty close. Maybe time to shine a light. I believe they're opting not to allow free speech. That's a strong charge when you say someone's not allowing free speech. And I don't know if the structure of a hearing and who's allowed to testify versus free speech are the same thing. I get if you're trying to get to a decision and you have a hearing and you want people who are interested parties, if you will, and you have to draw the line somewhere. Now, I know nothing about this issue, but I'm just telling you, I get a little jittery when people start saying, they're silencing free speech. Hey, I think I have a role in that hearing because of ABC might be a better way to say that than they're silencing free speech. Nonetheless, we are going to forward that exact call and this texter's comment on to the Department of Mineral Resources and give them a chance to address that. So we're on it. We'll do it. Okay? The caller I'm looking for a free prize is Cloverdale, after all, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I said something that was in air yesterday, and an emailer called me on it, and I want to correct the record, but I thought I'd give somebody a chance to win first. That's right. Randy's University Diner, they serve Cloverdale. It's right off of I-94, so if you're ever traveling I-94, wherever you're listening, we have listeners down by the Twin Cities. We have listeners in eastern Montana. So we have listeners in Canada. We have listeners well into South Dakota. So it is a good crossroads, one of the spots. We've given away, you know, certificates from restaurants and rugby and Bismarck and West Fargo and now Fargo, but it's Cloverdale. It's worth the drive. You want this. What did I say yesterday that was in error? Tell me at 800-228-0550. Tom on the road. You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Tom.
Good morning, Scott. I didn't mean to say that I really had a comment about 85. I had a comment about cleaning up. Right now, you know, Fargo and West Fargo, and unfortunately Moorhead too, but we're never going to get the Clean City Award. I kind of wish that with all this garbage that blows around, and I know that it's hard. There's so much construction going on, and I this has nothing to do with the construction guys, but it just would be nice that, you know, we have all these inmates just sitting around. Why can't we put them to work cleaning up the whole cities?
And we could do it in North Dakota nice. We wouldn't put pink underwear on them like Sheriff Joe does down in Arizona. They could be in, you know, some kind of striped, more appropriate attire. But I don't think that's a bad idea. And we have a problem. My question is this: why? Who's causing this? Right? I get that we have a cleanup effort and it's wonderful, but it'd be nice to sort of stop this before it starts. Right? I mean, a lot of this has got to be coming from pickup beds and everything else. And I understand construction materials are a big part of that as well. And I would think there'd be a way to keep a little more of a lid on that. I don't know. We have a lot of wind in North Dakota. That's a factor, certainly. But I'd love to see us start at the root cause. But once it gets loose, you don't have a bad idea, Tom. You don't have a bad idea. Who could I ask about that? Maybe our Attorney General, Wayne Stengel, and candidate for governor. Maybe our prison warden. I'm making a note here because we'll dig into it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
It's a good suggestion, Tom. Thank you. A way to help. And by the way, you know, Cal Cluin and the crew out in US 85, Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association, a prime example. People just do it. They find a way. The industry has been unbelievable in Western North Dakota. The oil industry, they pay their employees to go help clean up and clean up in these efforts. So a lot of good work being done, but why not have some reinforcements? So I'm with you. Terry and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I had a question. The Indian reservations in North Dakota, and I think other states also, want to be considered sovereign nations. They don't want to pay our taxes. They don't want to buy our license plates or anything. Yet I noticed that the Democratic Convention, they appointed two Native Americans to state offices or to run for state offices. How can they be considered residents of North Dakota, if they live in a sovereign nation that doesn't want to be part of our state.
Are they, though? Does that, is that, you know, do they, are they, do they call the reservation home? Is that their residence? I don't know. I don't know that.
Well, I don't know that either for sure, but I'm just wondering. I know, I just realized they said the one of them was holding an office at Newtown, and the other one had an office in, I think, Fort Gates or another reservation. So I would think they live there, but I don't know. But I'm just questioning, if they are, how can they do that?
All right. Well, I'll ask. I think Al Jager, Secretary of State's office, would be a good one. So we're aligning some questions here, and we'll get on it. Terry, appreciate the call. Thank you. Kent on the road on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
I'm just going to let you know what you said wrong yesterday. You were talking to a caller, and he said he was a Cruz supporter, and you told him he was a Trump supporter as you were talking to him. Is that it?
Oh, did I? I don't remember doing that, but it's very possible. It actually wasn't, but you're close enough. It was about the Cruz-Trump situation. A emailer, Jim, says to, hey, he's in Slope County, says, you kept telling everyone the people of Colorado had voted at a caucus and that Trump had won by millions of votes. There was no vote this year in Colorado from the people. The caucuses only voted for delegates to attend the state convention. In the 2012 general election, only 1.1 million Republicans voted. If there would have been a vote, I believe Cruz would have won anyway, since Colorado lines up more like their neighboring state, Utah. You got everyone all stirred up, and you were telling them a lie. I hope you set the record straight on Tuesday, and please do it as passionately as you told the lie to everyone on Monday. Not sure where you got your info, but you better check your facts.
Wow.
Was that as passionate?
Well, you're doing it as loud anyway. We can put it that way.
I'm trying to be as passionate for Jim.
You're nailing it, man.
What I did, Jim, was repeat pretty much verbatim what Donald Trump said yesterday about the situation there. And in digging into it, it sounds like you're a lot more right than I am. What Trump was saying when he said he got millions more votes, he's saying nationally, I believe. We've gotten millions more votes. We've gotten millions more votes as I read it. Also, Colorado went through something similar to North Dakota when it read the rules of the National Republican Party, said we're not going to do this, and so went through a, you know, kind of a convoluted process to get to their delegates. I still think how they did what they did stinks, but you know what? I think how North Dakota did what it did stinks too, but it is based on the rules. It isn't anybody twisting the rules. It isn't rigging the system. It isn't any of that. And that's where, you know, Trump is wrong. Quite honestly, the rules pretty well laid out, been laid out for a long time. Better idea just sort of to plan for the rules as they exist and try and change them after the fact. So, Kent, I am going to give you the gift certificate, however, because you got me to the story, okay?
Okay.
That sound all right? Exactly right. And if I called a true supporter, a Trump supporter, my apologies. Those can be fine words this time of year with what's going on. But, Kent, hang on a sec. We'll get your address, and we will get you a gift certificate from some Cloverdale goodies at Randy's Diner on South University. Great place. Lunch, dinner. You're going to love it. More coming up. Breakfast, too, of course.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery auctions feature numerous tractors, including a 2013 Cat MT 865C Challenger, a John Deere 9520 four-wheel drive, and the following combines: a 2014 Gleaner S88 Super Series, only 650 hours, a 2012 S680 Combine, only 638 hours, and numerous tractors, headers, tillage equipment, and an excellent lineup of semi-trucks, grain trucks, and trailers. For detailed information, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Puckett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Yet, to Manny? All right. He's calling us, right? All right. Senator John Hovind will join us momentarily. Meantime, calls, questions, comments are welcome from you at 800-228-0550. And listen, I was having some fun with trying to be as passionate as Jim from Slope County wanted me to be. But in all seriousness, if you... And you know, the headline of his email was, "You are lying to your audience on Monday." Does anyone think I got on here yesterday and intentionally lied to you about what happened in Colorado? I hope not, but Jim obviously does. And I guess if you're vehemently in Ted Cruz's camp, and I'm saying something critical of the process that led to Cruz getting the delegates and giving you the concerns of the Trump campaign, maybe you feel that way, but I don't do that.
Well, you could have easily ignored the correspondence from last night, or you could have ripped into him or whatever, but you set the record straight, and you were passionate, so.
Well, yeah, I was having a little fun with that. But I do want you to know that, look, there are going to be, and I literally was just getting up to speed on that, having been gone, didn't watch or tap in onto much of the back and forth over the weekend because of the travel to and from Tampa and everything. And by the way, last night was one final cherry on top of that whole celebration, because the Ralph Engelstad Arena was about, I don't know, more than half full, not quite three-quarters full, but I'm telling you, there were a lot of people, I don't know, 8,000, 10,000 people in Engelstad Arena last night jammed. Not 10, probably 8, but there were a lot of people. The whole lower bowl was about three-quarters full, and then half of the top bowl for the celebration, and it was so darn fun. Oh, my gosh, it was great. Ed Schaefer talked, the athletic director talked, Coach Barry, one of the players. They had the trophy there, just a lot of fun. I brought Marky Noah. Marky Noah is the son of Mark Noah, Mark and Gretchen Noah, grandson of the legendary Johnny Noah, the first ever All-American at the University of North Dakota, who's among the legends to ever lace on the skates at UND. I had the pleasure of taking little Marky in, and the coaches took good care of him, gave him the trophy to hold up. He was in the dressing room after in that beautiful new facility they have in the bottom of Engelstad Arena. It was just an absolute blast. So it was a great time. I have photos on the Facebook page if you want to check that out. But anyway, back to Jim. Jim, anytime, if you hear something you don't like, give us a call. We're not beyond criticism here. We quite honestly appreciate it. You keep us honest. You're our family here, if you're listening. All right, so let's switch gears here, and welcome to the program Senator John Hovind, who too was down in Tampa, Florida, to watch the University of North Dakota claim an eighth national title. It was good to see him there and so many other North Dakotans. A lot of fun. Senator, nice to have you back. How you doing?
Good, Scott. Great to be with you. Still kind of in the afterglow of that great win by our hockey team. Not just a big win. I mean, they made a statement. They played great all the way through the playoffs and peaked in that championship game. And so it was just a a great night. Congratulations to the team, Coach Barry, to UND, State of North Dakota. You know, everybody hung around afterwards. Nobody wanted to leave. We were all hanging around outside the arena there, and it was just fantastic. People not only from North Dakota, but really from all over the country. And a huge win. That team came by later. Just fantastic.
It sure was. It was a lot of fun. So there's another game going on in Washington, D.C., and this is clearly a game, but that's how politics is. And it's the whole do your job hashtag campaign or hashtag do your job business. And, you know, stirring it up pretty good are Senators Heidi Heitkamp, Senator Amy Klobuchar in our part of the world, and a few others. And it's an effort to needle you and other Republican senators to say, what's the deal? Just talk to this fellow that wants to be on the Supreme Court and just have a vote. So what do you say to people who say you're not doing your job?
Well, you know, it's always the soundbite stuff and the process stuff. But I think it just comes down to, do you support putting President Obama's pick on the court? I mean, let's just talk substance. And I think that would be very bad for North Dakota. And it would be bad for our farmers and ranchers, for our energy industry, for small business, you know, across the board. When you look at the Obama regulatory agenda, which the Supreme Court would then enforce with this appointment, for example, take farmers and ranchers. Number one regulation that's a huge problem for them is WOTUS, Waters of the U.S. Well, you know, obviously he supports WOTUS. The court would support WOTUS, so our farmers and ranchers would be stuck with that regulation when we're fighting to repeal it and get rid of it. And so we need our own district judge, Judge Erickson, at the Federal District Court in Fargo actually stayed that rule. And so you'd end up with a Supreme Court that overrules them and puts that rule into effect that hurts our farmers and ranchers. You know, same thing with our energy industry and the CO2 rules and regulations from the Obama administration. And then also for our oil industry. So you're talking about closing power plants. Small business, for example, the NFIB, which is the number one association for small business, for the first time in its 73-year history, came out in opposition to this nominee because of the impact it would have on small business with all these rules and regulations that would be upheld by the Supreme Court that hurts small business. So, again, you know, at the end of the day, you can keep talking about all this. And that, and I didn't even get into the Second Amendment rights and what it would mean for Second Amendment rights. But for all those reasons, you know, I think at the end of the day, we can talk process. But you got to come down to where do you stand? Do you support putting them on the court or not? And I don't. Because it would hurt North Dakota, it would hurt our farmers and ranchers, it would hurt our small businesses, and would hurt our energy industry.
And this idea that you're not doing your job by not voting on them, would it not be the role of a senator such as yourself that opposes the agenda that particular nominee would bring to the court and then ultimately impact North Dakota, as you've just defined? Isn't that your job?
My job is to stand up for North Dakota. My job is to stand up for our farmers and ranchers, to stand up for our energy industry and the good jobs we have. Look how hard I worked as governor to build our energy industry. I'm not going to support putting somebody on the Supreme Court that's going to hurt all that we've built in energy. I'm going to stand with our farmers and ranchers, with the energy industry. I'm going to stand with small business, the number one, really the backbone of this country, the number one job creator for our country is small business, and they've come out against putting him on the court. So at the end of the day, let's get down to where you stand. Are you for him or against him? And I don't think we should put somebody on the court just because President Obama wants him. I think we should stand up and say, no, this doesn't work for North Dakota. It's bad for our farmers and ranchers and, like I say, small business and energy. All the things that are important to our state and, frankly, our country.
Senator John Hovind, our guest here today on the program, What's on Your Mind? If you have a question or comment, call our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. We had a call that came in earlier.
Sure.
That had a question more broadly about Supreme Court nominees. Roll that, if you would, Todd.
In reference to Supreme Court, could you get somebody to explain why the law is different on whether you're conservative? Seems to me the law should be the law, not deciding a case on your personal preference. Thank you.
So the caller is basically saying, it cut out there a little bit, but the caller is basically saying, Isn't the law the law? What, you know, can't you find nominees who wouldn't be liberal, wouldn't be conservative, but rather would just, you know, go in and determine what the law is?
Well, the problem is the Supreme Court makes interpretations of the law, and we had Anton Scalia, who he didn't legislate from the bench. He upheld the Constitution. He upheld the rule of law as prescribed in the Constitution. And the problem we have is Obama continues to put people on the court like Sotomayor and Kagan and others that are legislating from the bench. And now he adds another one. You'll have a 5-4 majority where they're legislating from the bench. And so that's what I mean. All of these Obama regulations then stay in effect, rather than being knocked down, is going beyond the law, because what President Obama is doing is he can't get these laws through Congress, so he uses his agencies like the EPA to create law, and then he wants to stack the court to uphold those laws, and that's the problem. And so talk about doing your job. Doing your job is standing up for North Dakota, standing up for our farmers and ranchers, for our energy industry, for small businesses, and that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to make sure I do everything I can to create that good business climate so we can create more jobs and grow our economy rather than all these regulations and rules that are strangling our economy. And like I say, same thing on Second Amendment. We need somebody that's going to stand strong for the Second Amendment. And if you look at this nominee's track record, that's not the case. And that's very important to North Dakotans.
A texter says, please tell Senator Hogan he is doing his job by not voting. So,
the issue is, but I mean, the issue really gets down to, are you doing your job if you stand with Obama, and or are you doing your job when you stand up against what he's trying to do when it hurts our state?
Yeah, interesting point. So where is it at? I mean, what is your sense from Leader McConnell and others?
Well, the thing
is others?
That the Democrats actually can make a motion on the Senate floor to try to get a vote, but they'll need 51 votes to do it, and I don't even think they have 51 votes, let alone 60. So, again, that's why they're arguing this process stuff, because I think that there are not the votes to confirm this nominee for all the reasons I've said. And that is the constitutional responsibility of the Senate. If you look at the Constitution, it says the president appoints or nominates, the president nominates, which he's done, and then it's up to the Senate to decide whether or not they're going to consent or not consent. And clearly there is not the support in the Senate for this nominee. And that's clear. That is doing the job that the Senate's supposed to do. So again, we can talk process and sound bites all day long, but at the end of the day, I think the question people have to answer is, are you for this nominee going on the court, or are you against it? That's the question that needs to be asked and answered.
Yeah. Kevin and Dickinson, question on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Senator Hogan. Go ahead, Kevin.
More of a comment than a question, but as you just stated, the Senate's required to advise and consent to the nominee. It's not going to happen, and it's part of the problem in Washington today is, we're spending time on things and effort on things that don't need to be done because the end result has already been determined. So why should we even waste any time on that? It's more about the elections in November, as far as I'm concerned, with Obama's nomination and the outcry about, you know, have a hearing, vote him up or down. It's the problem. We waste time on things we shouldn't be wasting time on because there's not going to be consent for that nominee. So let's not waste time on it.
I think the caller makes a good point, and that's right. Let's get to work on stuff where we can actually get something done for the American people. And again, I go back to the substance. You know, the soundbite is all this process stuff, but at the end of the day, I think people say, are you going to vote for him or would you vote against him? That question should be answered. And I've explained very clearly why I do not support him. And, some of the stuff I've seen is, will you meet with him? Yeah, I'll meet with him. But it's not going to change my position, which I've clearly explained why. Again, let's get back to the substance and get beyond all this.
Makes sense.
Stuff.
Ryan and Bismarck, you're next. Some text questions, too, on this topic for Senator Hogan. We'll continue after
you're
a break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. From starting your child's savings account to closing on your first mortgage. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. Well, that and conveniently designed spaces to make banking even more comfortable for you. Get what you've come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Need a great delivery vehicle? You've got to call Gordy Brewstead at Valley Imports and have him tell you about the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans.
You sit up a lot higher, and you can. Your field of vision is huge. One of the things is being able to stand up in the back end of the van, where a lot of people are on their hands and knees bent over, and now they can actually stand up. And the technology that they're putting into the Sprinters now is second to none.
Gordy, you started out selling cars in Devil's Lake, and now you're still selling to people in Devil's Lake.
Well, there's going to be more and more and more cars, the imports all over the country. And there's a few in Devil's Lake. I have sold to some of my former customers up there. Yes, you're right.
How do you try to give your customers a great service experience?
Before we even sell them a car, we'll go back and take them through our service department and show them when they bring the car in for service what to expect.
Visit Gordy and all the great people at Valley Imports in Fargo, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667 or valleyimports.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. North America's largest tank trailer manufacturer has two service centers in North Dakota, Killdeer and Williston, and they need good people. $32 an hour. That's right. The pay is up to $32 an hour, and in Killdeer, housing allowance in addition to that, plus a great benefits package. If you're interested in something like that, you know a tank trailer mechanic, a service technician that is looking for a new home, a Polar Service Center would love to have them. Call Terry at 507- 596-1164, 507-696-1164.
1164. Tell him Scott sent you. Back with Senator John Holman for another segment here on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Ryan and Bismarck with a question. Go ahead, Ryan, for the senator.
Yes, Mr. Holman, I just wanted to tell you I appreciate, and a lot of North Dakotans appreciate what you're doing for our state. And I'm just wondering, I just had a question here. This thing where they say do your job, you know, is that coming from Heidi Heitkamp as well?
Well, in general, that's the Democrat talking point. And like I say, it kind of goes back to process. But what they're doing is they're pushing to get this guy on the court. And as I've explained, that would be bad for North Dakota, bad for our farmers and ranchers and small businesses and our energy industry. And so it's really an effort to push to try to get somebody on the court that I think would be a problem. And that's why at the end of the day, people have to say where they stand. Do you want them on the court or not? And be willing to say so.
This is kind of where I stand in that stuff. If it's like, do your job, I tell Heidi I can't do her job and look at the North Dakota people. We do not want gun control. We want to protect our farmers, our coal, and our oil. And she's not doing that for us, and it is absolutely pathetic.
Well, and, you know, again, I think it's very important that we stand up to Obama when he's trying to put our coal plants out of business, or when he's going after our Second Amendment rights, or when he's putting regulations in place that hurt small business. Our job is to stand up against Obama or any president that's going to try to do that.
Well, thank you for your service, and we appreciate it.
Ryan, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Here is another emailer said, I'm listening to Senator Hoven, not agreeing with the SCOTUS pick. Great. Let's have an official vote and vote no. Does the GOP fear that Obama's pick will get in? Why not vote? They have the majority.
Well, as I said, the Democrats can make a motion on the floor to create a vote whenever they want. They'd rather talk about the process than actually take a stand. And I think it's interesting to see how people will vote on this issue. I mean, at whatever point there's a vote. I don't support this nominee. I've made it very clear, and I'm not going to. I'll meet with him, but I'm not going to support him because that's not what's good for North Dakota.
Yeah, one way to solve this is go to all 100 senators, and this would be a good thing for the North Dakota media to do. Ask Senator Hoven. You heard his answer here, but Senator Heitkamp as well. Do you support this nominee, yes or no?
Answer about, well, gee, they can't make up their mind or something. Look, he's got more than 30 years on the bench. They can sit down and meet with him for as long as they want to, you know, and then somehow they can't decide. Come on.
There's a couple
that doesn't make sense, or that doesn't hold water.
Other questions here. Can you please ask Senator Hoven who he endorses for governor of North Dakota?
I support Wayne Stengem as the nominee of the party. I support all of our nominated candidates from the convention.
All right, so that's your endorsement then for...
As a nominee of our party, when I go to the convention and get a nomination, an endorsement of our party, I support our other nominees, sure.
And how about for president? Have you decided there?
Kind of the same thing. I will support the candidate that gets the Republican nomination, and that's what I've said all along. I mean, I really think this is a year where we have to listen to the grassroots and, go through the full process. And when Republicans speak and we have an endorsed candidate, that's who I'll support.
Another emailer says, could you ask Senator Hoven what's going on with the federal emergency meeting yesterday between President Obama, Vice President Biden, and Federal Reserve Chair Yellen?
You know, I don't know yet. Obviously, I'm always have some concerns in terms of the Obama administration and their approach with the Fed, because I am concerned about their easy money policy and their quantitative easing. And so we'll learn more about it. But I have some concerns with their approach with the Federal Reserve. And so we'll see as we find out more about that meeting. What we're working on right now is the FAA bill, FAA reauthorization, which I just want to mention quickly, which is very important for North Dakota. One of the provisions I'm working on is an amendment that would extend our test site for another 5 years. And so I'm hoping to get that amendment done. I'm optimistic we'll get it. But this is an important bill for North Dakota, not just for the stuff we're doing in unmanned aviation, but for general aviation and our airports as well, as well as commercial travel.
Chris, I'm not going to have time to get you in here. I apologize for that call. We'll have to do that next time. But I'll squeeze in one more text quickly from someone that says,
We live in a coal state. Talk about the status and prospects of the clean power plant. Only a few seconds to answer this, but that certainly ties your concern on the nominee.
Exactly. It goes right back to let's stand up for our energy industry. And the CO2 rules is a perfect example of what I'm talking about, how putting Obama's nominee on the court would hurt North Dakota.
Sounds good. Senator, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. And again, UND men's hockey, congratulations. Great job.
Unbelievable weekend. And a great, great, great opportunity to have North Dakota on the stage in a big way, not only with national champs in hockey, but also football. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.